Like if Jesus is this far into it, you would think that was already a done deal.
如果耶稣已经都到了这样的地步的话，你会觉得这应该就会成就了。
The Father says it doesn't work that way. Jesus, you have to ask and pray, and then the Spirit will move.
但是天父他说你仍然你必须要说出来，你要把它祷告出来。
And Jesus at the right hand of the Father is still interceding for us.
所以今天耶稣在父的右边，他一直在为我们代求。
He's still speaking the word, and then the Spirit moves.
他一直在说话，所以圣灵才会运作。
This is a very simple principle, but many believers do not do this.
这是一个很非常简单的原则，但许多的信徒没有这样
做。This is what I'm going to speak on a little bit tomorrow morning.
明天早上还会讲更多。
The need to speak the word and to release the authority of Jesus.
我们必须要能够说出话语，才能够释放这个能力。
But we don't only speak over a city.
我们不见得是像一个城市这样来说。
We call that intercessory prayer.
我们说那个是一个代祷的祷告。
We speak over our own hearts.
我们是向着我们的心说话。
We speak against the enemy's temptation to drive it away.
我们用话语来抵挡这个仇敌的诱惑。
But we have to speak even our devotion and our faith and our obedience, and then the Holy Spirit tenderizes us in love for God.
就是当我们在读经祷告的时候，我们也要用神的话语来宣告，让我们的心能够柔软。
In all cases, the word has to be spoken.
不论如何，我们都要来宣告神的话语。
That's just the way God runs His kingdom. The word is spoken, the Spirit moves.
这就是神国的运作的方式，就是神的话语出来，然后圣灵就来运作。
And there are several reasons why God runs His kingdom that way, and they're brilliant reasons.
那么有很多的原因是神为什么要这样来运作他的国。
I don't want to go into that right now.
我现在不是要来讲这个。
But there are brilliant reasons why God runs His kingdom this way.
神他之所以这样做是有非常棒的原因。
But my point is this.
那我的
If we don't speak the word, the enemy's temptations will not go away.
如果我们不宣告神的话，那仇敌的那个诱惑是不会出去的。
When Jesus was in the wilderness, in paragraph C,
在 C 点呢，讲耶稣在这个旷野的时候。
When Jesus was in the wilderness, the devil came to him.
但他在旷野，这个仇敌来到他面前。
And he said to the devil, "It is written."
然后他就说，在经上记着说。
He spoke the word of God to Satan.
他就宣告神的话。
He didn't just tell Satan, no, I'm not going to obey you. He spoke the word and drove Satan away.
他不是单单跟撒旦说讲说我不听你的，而是他用神的话来宣告。
In Ephesians 6,
在以弗所书六章
verse 13,
第十三节
it says, take up the whole armor.
他说你要穿戴全副军装。
Verse 17,
十七节
take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
要拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
And when we speak the word of God to Satan, it is like a sword that is striking the kingdom of darkness.
当我们用神的话来宣告的时候，就像拿一个宝剑，要来打碎这个黑暗的权势。
You don't have to speak it real loud.
你不用很大声。
Like some people think, it's when you speak it.